Welcome to a new segment on 15-Minute History called Pop Quiz. In these episodes, Joe is going to ask a topical question in history, and I then have to answer it. We're not editing these episodes. It's just another opportunity for us to get more content to you, our outstanding audience. So here we go.
John, I have a question.
All right.
In a recent interview with Vladimir Putin, Tucker Carlson asked about the reason for the invasion of Ukraine. In response, Putin gave this long diatribe on Russian history.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, one, why did he do that? I have an idea, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Two, what was its effect on the interview in terms of the changing the course of what Tucker was trying to get to, which is explain to me your evil justification for invading a country.
Mm-hmm.
And three, how accurate was his depiction of history in that long, long diversionary statement?
It was very long. And I think it was the most interesting part of the interview. It reminded me of, because I mean, the obvious reason why he did it is he didn't want to answer the question. And I think his diversion into Russian history was a way to kind of maybe make Tucker forget the original question, because Putin is used to dealing with Russian and other friendly regime reporters who don't ask him tough questions. And he can kind of just, he can control the interview. And I do think, despite what some people have said, that, oh, Tucker is a Russian puppet and you can see it in his body language. Say what you want about Tucker Carlson. He is a professional at interviewing people. He's very good at it. And so he was not taken off course or anything like that. But I think that's what Putin was trying to do. As far as its effect on the interview, it made it certainly a lot longer than I think it needed to be. And it also, Tucker seemed to get a little frustrated a couple of times. And I think that probably led him to ask more direct questions, which Putin then failed to answer, than maybe he otherwise would have been had Putin started off with, well, I invaded the Ukraine for these various reasons. And as to the accuracy of what Putin said, his summary of Russian history, from what I understand, and it's been a while since I've read a general history of Russia, but from what I remember from both doing the Ivan the Terrible episode and some other episodes that we've done recently, up until the end of the Cold War period, his summary of Russian history was, and Russian and Ukrainian history, was pretty accurate. Now, his view on Ukraine and its place in the world since the end of the Cold War is certainly controversial. I think that a very small portion of his interpretation of what Ukraine has been doing is probably kind of accurate, but it doesn't justify a war. And a lot of it is just pure Russian propaganda. But if you look at where Ukraine is positioned geographically, if you look at the fact that its government has been, shall we say, not the most open and transparent when it comes to dealing with political dissidents, when it comes to dealing especially with religious dissidents, and when it comes to the Ukrainians' relationship with a lot of Western countries, and I'm thinking of specifically the children of certain Western leaders, Russia has reason to consider Ukraine a concern. Not necessarily a threat, because, I mean, Ukraine does not have the military capacity to conquer Russia or anything like that. But Ukraine is being used as a pawn by the West during the early to mid-2000s and into the 2010s as we're going to bring it into NATO, we're going to maybe bring it into the EU, which puts American and Western military and economic might right on Russia's doorstep. And for Russia, that is not tolerable. Whether it's Putin or Yeltsin before him or the Soviets before them or the Tsars before them, Russia has always viewed that particular part of its geography as the most vulnerable. And they want to be very, very sure that they have control, military and diplomatic control, over that part of their Western border with the Europeans. So to have people in the West getting involved financially and economically, getting involved for the Ukrainian government to be involved in military and diplomatic talks about some kind of a union with Western countries, is something Russia could not permit. That was Putin's justification for it. Some of that is accurate. Some of that is wild exaggerations, but it's reflective of a lot of the Russian character that we talked about in our discussion earlier this week about kind of the Russian xenophobic attitude towards outsiders.
Thank you for joining us for a pop quiz. Send us your questions about this topic at 15minutehistory@gmail.com, and we will see you next week.